My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Professor André Duvenage. He's a political analyst. And we're going to be chatting about, amongst other things, an article which appeared in Newsday today stating the following. John Steenhuisen delivered a ransom note to the DA. That's quite strong language. So let's get into it. Professor André Duvenage, thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Nice talking again.
So, Prof, yeah, it's all about that headline, a public ransom note. In your view, is that a fair description or is that just a bit overly dramatic?
Well, there's probably a bit of media into it, but I think it is also to a large extent correct. It's reflecting the internal conflict within the DA. The fact that John Steenhuisen is not satisfied with him being demoted from a ministerial position towards that of a deputy, and that escalated into fights within the Democratic Alliance that is coming at a time that is not good for the DA. We are a few months away from a national local election. We have seen a new leadership being elected March, April this year. So it's a difficult time. Also, is Steenhuisen implicating Tony Leon and forms of misconduct is associated with him. And then also, is he referring to groupings like AfriForum Solidarity, which is a core constituency
of
within
the
DA. And I think that is becoming very, very negative. And what is interesting is the silence coming from the leadership of Gordon Hill Lewis.
What would your expectation be in circumstances like these? Should he have said something, or is it the right thing to do to have remained silent?
Well, I think you cannot remain silent forever, but your timing in explaining the situation is very critical. And maybe there are a number of developments behind the scenes and he's just waiting for the right moment. But it is critical that he explain the position of the party, that he creates stability among the political elite within the party, and also with regard to core constituencies within the party. And if I can refer to the constituencies are primarily the so-called white community, Afrikaners and English-speaking people. It is the so-called colored community. It's the so-called Indian community. And it is also, more specifically, black people coming from urban environments. I think Mvuleni is probably one of the better examples. I think you will find support in Soweto. Now, the problem is identity politics. And I had a conversation with Helen Ziller at their conference earlier this year.
Yes.
And she argued there's only one identity, and that's a blue identity. And I told her there's more to identity than liberal values. And I think if they are not going to contain this, this may play out in a very negative way for the Democratic Alliance. So without any doubt, this is a challenging environment for the new leadership of the DA.
Just going back to Steenhuisen himself, the man, I'm just wondering how we can kind of understand the motivation for what he did. Isn't this just like a wounded politician venting? Isn't that what we're really dealing with here? Or do you really think that it's a deliberate attempt to damage the DA?
Well, it is difficult. I'm not a psychologist to read the person's mind, but we know that I think John Steenhuisen experienced a lot of trauma within the portfolio of agriculture with all the dynamics playing itself out. And I think he was also, in a way, sabotaged within his own portfolio and department. So I think he has a reason to vent and so on. But you know, when you are a politician, when you are in a strategic position, you need to be very, very careful how you play your cards. And I believe he played the wrong cards at the wrong time, and he's going to pay a huge political price for that. My initial assessment of his repositioning was that Gordon Hill Lewis gave him a soft landing.
Yes, exactly.
And that soft landing, he should have accepted, embraced it, and continue with his job and reposition over time. Rather, he picked fights with major role players, because the Tony Leons and the Alan Zillas and these people are still very much influential within the Democratic Alliance. And I think that there's going to be some sort of action taken against John Steenhuisen. If not officially, it's going to be unofficial.
Absolutely fascinating insights. It's so interesting to me to listen to you speak, because as an outsider who is not particularly close to any of these issues, you would have imagined everybody had bought into a particular ideology. As you said, the liberalism of the DA being blue. But back at the ranch, it just isn't like that. Everybody's own psychological makeup, their financial position, everything is going to have an effect on how they view a particular issue. And I'm just, what do you think motivated him to take on AfriForum? I mean, why alienate one of the most powerful components of your party?
That is why I said he made the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Because I
yeah.
had conversations at That was a few years back with both Kali Kriel and Dirk Herman. And they told me that from the Afrikaner community point of view, more than 70, I think they used a total of 75%, 75 to 80% of Afrikaners, according to their surveys, are voting for the Democratic Alliance. Now you are picking a fight with one of your biggest constituencies and also most loyal constituencies,
yeah.
while at the same time the DA is losing support from the so-called colored community,
yes.
where the Patriotic Alliance is gaining a lot of momentum. That is why I ask Helen Ziller the question about identity. How are you going to accommodate identity? Because the point you also made is a very valid point. A person is more than just an individual with individual interests. You have other interests. I'm part of a certain community. I have a certain culture, a certain language. I have certain interests. How do you accommodate that? And is the liberal approach sufficient to deal with this? And I think there, the MK party, the PA, and other parties working with the identity concept is showing us the way.
Yeah,
and what
no, I agree with
the
you.
DA needs is to find some sort of a compromise.
Yeah, I think you're echoing exactly what an analyst like Moketsi Mbeki is saying, that liberalism does not have a future in this country as liberalism. It's got to be an adjunct to something more and something different. We're not a first world European country. But Professor, thank you so very much for being with me this afternoon and for your very valuable insights. That was Professor André Duvenage, political analyst.